The Inbox.
Yo, what it do, what it do, what it do? It's your boy, Feral motherfucking Mo.
And JT.
And this is Inbox Radio, yo. What's up, JT? What's up, JT?
Nah, man, we live.
We're live. You know what I'm saying? And I know... I know that we had the last episode, but you know, I always do I always give people a bonus. You know what I'm saying?
Gotta give people what they want.
Plus, there's a lot of shit that went down in between the last time we recorded an episode and right now, and not only does it got social media in a frenzy, it got the world in a frenzy.
The world is going crazy right now.
The real world in a frenzy.
The world is going crazy right now.
But let's try to sort that shit out a little bit.
All right.
as best as we can, because at the end of the day, people are going to believe what they want to believe and, you know, feel how they want to feel. But let's try to have some discernment between what's going on.
Big words today.
Hey, you already know. I got the words. You know what I'm saying? Speaking of words, I got a word of the day today.
We get straight into it. Word of the day.
Let's bring it back. Word of the day. It's mastermind. Mastermind is the word of the day. And the definition, you know, there's a couple definitions. There's three, actually.
Okay.
And two of the definitions are nouns, and one is a verb. So the first definition of a mastermind would be Pharaoh Mo and Jay Tizza.
I like it.
Yeah.
Let's take a shot for that.
Hey.
Where's your shooter?
Hey, you know.
Got this on. Nah, there's two.
Yeah. You're good. Yeah. But you know, me and Jay Tizza, we're masterminds. But the other noun version of a mastermind is a person with an outstanding intellect. Again, me and Jay Tizza. God damn. But you know, the verb definition of a mastermind would be to be something that is a plan and direct and genuous and complex scheme or enterprise.
Okay.
You know, so the hell I get that. So like you're masterminding a plan.
Okay.
So I get that.
Okay, that makes sense.
You know, but I feel like that was very simple and, you know, right to the point, concise. As long as you got me and JT, you know, in mind when you think of mastermind, it's all good. You know what I'm saying? So there we go with that. Now let's cut to the bullshit, man.
Let's cut to the shit, man.
How you been doing these past couple weeks?
Me?
Yeah.
Man. So
these past couple weeks, man.
It's been rough for me.
It's been crazy because we've been chilling the past couple weeks, but at the same time, these past couple weeks, a lot of shit's been coming up that we could have been talking about, but you know, we
on a personal note, I had a surgery and I had some complications with that surgery. So I was out for several weeks from work and, you know, just trying to recover from that shit. It was
fucked up.
Then yeah, I ended up getting COVID 2 weeks ago.
Mm. Yeah, hey, y'all keep JT in your prayers because my man was really, really going through it. I'm not going to say what he was going through.
I had a surgery and I got a hematoma from the surgery. So I swelled up like crazy, and it was draining blood for 5 straight weeks.
My man was going through a bad.
Still,
there was shows. There was a show, And he was still going through this before. Yeah, before. I fought through it, man. So
I had to change my bandages halfway through the show.
The nigga's a soldier, cuz. He's a soldier. Yeah. But yeah, man. So are you good now?
I mean, I'm not fully healed, but I'm good enough to where I'm not just like constantly bleeding all day. So I can be at work. Cause like I tried to go back to work a few weeks ago, and from the drive from home to work, I literally bled through my, all my bandages and through my clothes and got to work. And I was like, I brought a change of clothes, but like, I ain't gonna make it. So I left, and my doctor was out that week. So they told me to go to the ER. They wanted to do like tests to make sure like my blood levels were good, so I wasn't like actively bleeding and losing too much blood, and like do another ultrasound on the hematoma I had. But like overall, like I wasn't in like a ton of pain that whole 5 weeks. It was just like the first couple weeks. Mm-hmm. But it was just that I was swollen so big and it had to drain out. So it's either like your body absorbs it or it's going to find a way to drain out. And it was draining out through like where I had my stitches. And it was like the only way to stop it was soaking the tub for like 20 minutes. Like it was wild. And where I had the surgery is made it even worse. So That's why I was crazy. Yeah,
I get it.
That's why.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah, man.
But I appreciate that.
Because I'm sitting here, knowing what I know, I can't. I don't want to say it can't be me because one day it could be me.
But you ain't trying to have it be.
I'm not trying to have it be. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
But. Oh man, yeah, but I've been good, man. I've been trying to, you know, contemplate on this new show. Everybody, hey, Press Box Sports Show got coming up, so y'all stay tuned, pay attention. And it's not gonna be your regular sports show. You know what I mean? We're gonna talk sports, but we're also gonna tie in your everyday, I guess, thing. You know what I'm saying? Because sports and everyday life goes together, so.
Yeah, I mean, plus, like, sports bring people together. With all this crazy shit going on in the world, all the division, divisiveness, and all that stuff, everybody hating everybody because of your political affiliation or whatever.
It's bullshit. And then
plus, like, even, like,
it's planned.
Back in the day, you know, with race and stuff, and even still today, there's still issues with race, but sports bring people together.
Dog, it's so much sports bullshit.
Universal
like
universal language,
right? Like the race shit is bull. Like we're going to get into it.
But I just
got to say, the whole race shit is bullshit. Like that race shit. It, even the people higher up, they know it's bullshit. That it doesn't matter. Like nothing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like it's just a tool that they use. That they know they can use to, you know, just add division between
us. Yeah, that's
between
what they want. I mean, because the conglomerate's going to be more powerful if the people are divided. So that's what they want.
Exactly. That's why they want that. You know what I'm saying? If everybody got an opinion, then, you know. But let's get into this, man. Let's go, man. So our former president, they tried to take his top off.
Yeah, man.
That's me putting it nicely. Because they did try to take his top off. They snipped his ear.
First off, moment of silence for
the
the
people
that
did
get
killed.
Lost. Yeah. Prayers to your family.
Prayers to your family. But, yeah, man.
And why'd it have to happen in our backyard, bro?
Dog, nuts. What, an hour, maybe an hour away?
Yeah, that's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
that shit is wild.
Wild as
shit. Let me hear your thoughts on it, and then I'll give you my thoughts on it.
Okay. So, when I first heard about it and really seen it, that's another indicator that, yo, right, this is not a race thing. This has nothing to do with race. This ain't got shit to do with black and white or nothing, because on some real shit, when Trump first came in, you know, in the play and all that, when he became president, everything he was trying to do did not affect anybody on our level. You know what I'm saying? It didn't. So if it didn't affect anybody on our level, what does it matter if Trump's our president or whoever's our president? What's the matter?
Yes and no. I mean, it did affect people on our, it did affect people on our level, because if you really look at,
I mean, at that time, okay.
Look at what he
take COVID out of it.
Take COVID out, but look at the power that he gave people to feel like it was okay to treat people like shit, just because you want to treat people like shit. Like, look at the power that he gave people to be fucked up.
Yeah.
That affected all of us. And then the taxes, like, he lowered everyone's taxes. Ours was temporary, but the top 1% is going to be supposed to be permanent.
Okay, so let me take what I said back.
They all work for something bigger than them.
Right.
So, like, whatever party's in place, it's not really for the middle class. It's not really for us. They don't work for us, and they're supposed to be, and that's the problem.
Right.
Both sides of the table.
Right. Okay. So let me actually digress. So I'll say this: when it comes, and I guess I'm getting into the other point with still being within this point. So when it comes to our next president, it sounds bad, but if this was Trump's versus Biden still, I'm voting for Trump. Hypothetically, I'm voting for Trump. I'll say that. Hypothetically, I'm going to vote for Trump. Who I'm actually going to vote for is for myself. Either way, I mean, whether it's Trump, Kamala Harris, like,
why voting for yourself? Like, choose who you want to choose. Don't matter to me. But why would you vote for yourself?
Well, because for one, neither candidate is
right. I think it's our duty, and the problem is we don't vote in the primaries in the smaller sectors so that we can get somebody in that's somebody that we can feel worthy.
I understand, but it only goes so far, because let's understand this: the president is selected, not elected. So our vote is not going to matter.
The president is selected and not elected.
We elect everybody else, but when it comes to the president, he's selected, not elected
by the party.
No, not even by the party. By the Electoral College. Who's Electoral College? Who are them niggas? Why do we only hear about them niggas every 4 years, cuz?
So they made it like that.
They know who they're going to pick, and they know who they want before the people decide to go out and vote for who they want. Because if that's the case, Al Gore should have been our president other than George Bush. Motherfucking Hillary Clinton should have been our president other than Donald Trump. But we all know that the president is selected and not elected. So let's get that. Let's be clear. Let's everybody be clear about that. Let's get that in our minds. Elect, not select. So when I go to the Pharaoh Mo, when I go to the polls this year, I'm going. And if you ever went to go vote, there's that little space down below where you can write in who you want to be the president or whatever. I'm going to put Farrell Henderson. You know what I'm saying? Because neither of these motherfuckers are the best candidate. And if they're not the best candidate, then shit, I know better. I might as well put my fucking self in. You know what I'm saying? They don't get no vote for me. I get a vote for myself. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
Now, if they take my vote for myself and try to add it up, nigga, it goes back to what I said. The president is selected, not elected.
So here's the thing. Correct me if I'm wrong. I thought the Electoral College was...
dang shit.
How? So...
Dark society.
So what?
Dark government.
So what am I getting confused? So whenever we vote and a candidate wins a state, we get a certain number of votes. I thought that was the Electoral College. Chat, correct me if I'm wrong on that. The Electoral College is the accumulation of votes for the state. So each state gets a certain amount. Once that candidate wins that state, they get a certain number. Like Pennsylvania, for instance, is worth like 25. Smaller states like Rhode Island might be worth like 5
or 6. Dog, that doesn't mean
shit,
bro.
And the reason they do that is because they wanted to try to make it as fair as possible based on like demographics in certain areas.
It don't mean shit, bro. Bigger populations and things like that. It does not mean shit. All it is is numbers. They're just adding up the numbers.
That's what you say. But the problem is we don't pay enough attention to politics on a smaller scale to vote for our local.
That's the case,
to vote for
Al Gore would have been
our president
instead
of
George
in the chat talking about
W. Bush.
Who is that? Brandon.
That's what I'm saying.
Samantha's in there. They're agreeing with that. We got to select the locals. Then they speak for us. Our mayors, that type of stuff. Then they can speak and get our senators, our governors, all that stuff.
Bro,
like that's.
Do you understand?
That's how the shit works.
The past couple years, bro. If that was the case,
we had a state representative. Brandon Newman was a state representative. I had some shit going on with like all my custody shit, and I was talking to him
about
it.
That's a good nigga, though.
That's what I'm saying.
That's a good man, though. I will say that. That's a good man, though.
That's what I'm saying. You get these type of people in, and they speak
for you.
He's
an anomaly. These other...
No, they're not.
Man.
We just don't pay attention to politics. That's the problem.
Nah, he's an anomaly. These other motherfuckers are just for themselves. And not only that... Our vote only goes so far up, cuz. It only goes so far up, bro. Al Gore should have been our president other than George H. Bush. George W. Bush, I'm sorry. My fault. He should have been our president.
Trump lost the popular vote to Hillary. She had more overall votes.
Right.
But he won the Electoral College.
Bro, you just proved my point.
Because each state you win gives you more points. So that's why they go and they lobby in certain areas and certain states. Because if you win that state,
right, I understand
you don't gotta win half the states to win. You could win like 20 states and win.
But the people spoke. That's the whole thing. The people spoke.
Samantha got some stuff to say. You want to tap in? You want to join us live?
Tap in.
Would you like to join the live?
Come on. Say it.
Let's see. We knew it, this shit, so
Yeah, this is all new, but you're on air.
As soon as we find out how to allow somebody to join the live, we will allow you to join the live.
But it's just fucked up, like, because really, these motherfuckers work for us. I don't know why we feel like we work for them. So why do we need an Electoral College or any other conglomerate to decide votes for the people? We already have that when people go to the polls and count the votes. We already got those type of people that count the votes. Why do we need another conglomerate to be like, hey, this is going to be our president? So that's what I'm saying. The president is selected, not elected.
You know what I'm saying?
It's fucked up, bro. It's fucked up.
The problem is, why do we allow people to get to that position to be our choices? And then we say, I don't want neither of them. I don't want neither. Well, it's our fucking fault because we let them get to that point. Like, why don't we try to help select? And that's what I'm saying. Go from the bottom up.
Get
involved in politics.
But January 6th or whatever that day that was when niggas stormed the Capitol, let us know what not to do. So as of right now, niggas is really at a standstill contemplating on how they should go about things, because that's what not to do. Right. Especially if you're, you know, if you're not liked in society. Well, I won't say liked in society. It just, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
No, you know, you don't got to explain shit, but yeah, this whole president shit's crazy. But do you feel that assassination attempt was planned, like was staged? I'll say staged because obviously it was planned. You know what I'm saying? Obviously it was planned. There was some privilege that was going around in that situation that
I don't want to say that.
But
it
there's
was
some privilege
staged.
Going on.
I don't want to say it was staged.
It's not staged because people lost. Because
someone
lives.
Died.
Yeah.
But
no, so
but
it's
they
not staged.
But they've
it's
staged
real.
But they've staged worse shit before. But I feel like there was too much. There was too many lapses in the security. Like
for it to be a former president.
For you not to think
and
that
you
it
have
is
special
staged.
Service.
For you not to think it was staged.
Right.
Like. It's like there was people on the inside that wanted to take him out, and that's what it looks like, because there's no way you have that big of a lapse, and that there's no way you have that big of a lapse.
Dog, that was the shittiest act of special service.
There's no way you have that big
protection
of a lapse.
That I've seen in my life. Like, cause
how's he 100 yards away? How's he 100 yards away?
His whole top should have been blown off. You're lucky the guy was an amateur, obviously.
How are you 100 yards away and that roof ain't secured? You're supposed to secure a whole mile radius.
Bro,
or
I'm
more,
not, I know
or more.
I know what happened. I could tell you exactly
dude
what happened.
Dude put a drone up. He had a drone in the sky.
Dog.
Like, how do you not? And then on top of that, they saw this dude. Why aren't y'all communicating better? Like, what's up with the communication?
Bro, hey, this is the craziest shit I heard. So, I was listening the other day, and the head of the Secret Service, they ripped her a whole new fucking asshole, cuz.
Yeah, they
ripped whole her. New asshole. It was bad. Like, but I get it, because, look, like, bro, you let this little 20-year-old outsmart the Secret Service of the United States of America for a former president, cuz?
Right.
Come on, bro. Come on, cuz. This a 20-year-old from Bethel Park.
Right.
That niggas was picking on and every, like, you let this little nigga outsmart you. Nah, there was nothing but privilege going on in that situation for him to get around and be able to maneuver. Like,
exactly.
Bro, this is the Secret Service. Hey, you just let me know your Secret Service ain't shit, but at the same time, don't get it fucked up for a second, because it's easy to touch the president, it's hard to get away with it, and I bet you die. So don't let nobody get that shit twisted.
Exactly. You apologize for the live. The video keeps dropping out.
You could touch the president. You got to get away with it. You can't. You're not. So
apologies live. The video keeps dropping, but we're going to keep fighting through it. We're going to keep fighting
through
it.
Sorry, guys. But yeah, man. That's just, like, there's just so much going on. It's like, I feel like America is so hooked on storylines, and right now we're in a big storyline in real time. And it's like the weirdest shit, because... Never in my life have I seen this happen before, bro.
So Samantha, are you saying, damn, it dropped again. Hold on.
Never. I've never seen this shit.
I don't know why it's dropping.
Let's see what's happening. Yeah.
I don't know why it keeps dropping out,
but we'll work with it. So as soon as it pops back up, I got a question. So, Samantha, are you saying that you think Trump and his team staged it?
No. I don't think so. I mean, yes, but no.
Is that what we're going with?
I'll tell you this, Samantha, you're right, but you're not wrong. You may be right, but you're not wrong. And I will say this.
I would hate to believe that.
Take Martin Luther King. What's his name? Oswald?
That was JFK.
Even JFK, he didn't act alone.
Nah, he didn't.
There's no way. Martin Luther King shooter didn't act alone. Abe Lincoln, that shooter, he didn't act alone.
I mean,
everybody that took a shot at the president or any public figure like that didn't act alone. This young boy, he wasn't acting alone.
I don't want to believe that Trump set that up. I believe there's people on the inside that wanted to take him out. That's why the Secret Service fucked up like that. But I don't believe that he staged it or his team staged it.
Malcolm X
as an attempted assassination. Malcolm X. On himself.
It was this has been proven.
No, she's saying she thinks Trump was involved in the staging.
No, I don't think he was.
I think
it played into his narrative because he survived and now he's like, yeah.
But I wouldn't put it past nobody. You can't trust people for shit.
Dog, there's so much shit that niggas don't even know it's fucked up. So like,
she's dog, saying goodbye.
It's crazy.
All right, so hold up. I mean, he missed him. He grazed him. He's out here benefiting from it. I agree.
You got a boy to do a man's job.
Maybe I just don't want to believe it. But I guess I can't argue your point. I definitely can't argue your point.
Nah, but
I just hope not.
People died though, cuz.
I mean, but people die all the time when they stage shit. Niggas, they don't care about lives.
Niggas get shot every day, B.
they don't care. They don't care
niggas
about lives.
Niggas get shot every day, B. You know what I'm saying? Especially when it comes to the political shit. Hey, that's why I'm not gonna fall for the poly tricks.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But that's what it is. Poly tricks. No, dog. That's why.
I mean, for sure, somebody wanted them gone that had insider information. I also heard the Secret Service didn't get their radio synced up ahead of time.
Bro, like, you're the Secret Service.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Y'all literally dropped the ball.
And then
y'all conveniently let him pose for a photo op after the shooting, not knowing if there's another shooter, nothing. Like, you have no clue.
My nigga Trump act like he was on the motherfucking Olympic stand, like he was one of them niggas.
I think like Trump, you know what I'm saying? Trump got all the accolades for a rapper now.
Bro.
He's a felon. He got shot. He got sexual assault cases.
Niggas is gonna relate to that a lot more. And he's talking, and he's letting his nuts hang. Pause. For real. Dog, that's why niggas is, you know what I mean? And he lets you
drop them nuts on them.
Dog, this is why niggas feel comfortable with Trump, because he's not holding his tongue. He's letting you know how he feels, regardless if he likes niggas or not.
Yeah.
Blase.
He gonna tell you to your face. You know what I'm saying? Tell me to my face.
Right. I'd rather the devil closeted. I know than the devil I don't know. But niggas respect him a lot more because, dog, it's like that. He buys porn stars. He gets pussy from porn stars. Dog, he does everything niggas do.
It's real nigga shit.
It's real nigga shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? And he's letting his nuts hang. Pause, bro. He's about whatever. He'll press the button. He let niggas know he'll press the button. You understand, nigga? But people don't understand. We're on the brink of World War III, cause right now under Biden, this nigga Biden is crazy right now. Just losing his mind and just, you know what I mean, just letting shit fall to the side. Niggas is ready to kill us. Any moment.
I feel like
if Trump was in office, it would be the same shit.
Because
this nigga did it too many times. If Trump was in office, tripping. This nigga be like, hey, nigga, hey,
we would step on my shoe
and I'll show you what it is. This nigga did it too many times.
But you can't strong arm everybody. They got power too.
Dog, he's cool with Putin.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Nigga, Kim Jong-un, hey, nigga, that nigga bowed down.
That's our number one op. The nigga kissed the ring.
That's our number one op. He bowed down and kissed the ring to Trump. Putin bowed down and kissed the ring to Trump.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, because.
No, they didn't. You're crazy.
Are you good, bro? When they started, you sounding like these cult Trumpers. You evangelical Christian now too? Hey, listen, we can go on evangelical the phone right cult, now, cult and calling. I can show you. It's Googleable. It's Googleable, nigga. When North Korea or South Korea wanted to let off them shits over the seas to towards USA, that nigga said, "You better." Nigga, you better not. You but, dog, Trump does not fucking play, bro. Trump does not play. This nigga, dog, he does not
Putin play. And Kim Jong-un.
Hey, Putin's not fucking with Trump.
Those are our number one options.
And he's
bro.
Not fucking with Trump. And
they're not scared of him.
No.
They're not scared of him. He's dividing the country, making us weaker. They love that. Trump's, so, of course, they're going to keep encouraging him.
Trump's not scared of them.
Keep Trump in office because now your country's more divided than ever and weaker than ever.
Trump's not scared of them. That's what it is. Trump's not scared of them. Bro, that's one thing I respect about that little racist-ass, orange-ass, pill motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? He ain't scared. Any less niggas, he gives niggas the business. Pause.
It's because he gets whatever he wants.
No, but he tells you, nigga, fuck you. You know what I'm, dog, I gotta respect everything about it.
My issue.
I don't like it. I don't like the dude.
My issue is the cult following. I'm cool with the people that support him.
Yeah, that cult, the people that support him,
I'm cool with that. Like, do your thing.
Because they act like he's personally giving them something.
But it's a cult. That's weird.
Yeah, they really act like he's personally giving them something.
Let's talk. I just read something somewhere where he checked a lot of boxes for the Antichrist. One of them being surviving an assassination attempt, a headshot.
Bro. Trump ain't that special, bro.
I mean, he acts like he's a god to his cult.
Nah, that,
I'm not gonna give Trump that much power, bro.
And, that nigga, he's just a smart businessman.
These people who are deep into church love him, but like, aren't you supposed to be a nice person if you're like? You know, religion, following the way of the Lord. Aren't you supposed to like treat people right? And like
They're good people, not nice people. There's a difference. They're good people, not
are
nice.
Are they good people?
They're good people, not nice people. There's a difference between good and nice.
So jerking people and doing bad business deals is good.
Hey, but what do you do on the other hand? You give some money away because.
To write it off for taxes again, helping.
Hey! Are you good or are you nice? There's a difference. Are you good or are you nice?
That's
dog. Are you good or are you nice?
That's not good.
If I'm Robin Hood, I'm robbing you and I'm giving it to my people. Am I good or am I nice? What am I doing?
He's not doing that.
No, he's not doing that.
He's robbing people to pay for his family.
No, but he's robbing it to give to the poor. But what I will say about Trump is that nigga has gave more money to black colleges prior to him even thinking about politics. This nigga has gave money to black colleges and black businesses. Dog.
You gotta show me that.
Nigga, why do you think he was letting all the hip-hop parties in the 90s and early 2000s? Because, nigga, and this is factual. This is factual.
What about the Central Park Five?
Nigga.
That's factual, too. Are you good or are you nice?
Are you good or are you nice? That's...
He's bad and he's bad.
Hey, dog, it's a cutthroat business. What are you? Are you good or are you nice?
He ain't nice or good.
Right? Are you good or are you nice? You know what I'm saying? You could be neither.
Okay. He's neither.
Okay. So
that's what I'm saying.
Okay. So
the policies ain't doing shit. So like.
Okay. So I'll tell you like this.
I'm still waiting for Mexico to cough up that money for the wall that we building.
Nigga, we ain't building that wall.
That he promised. They been building that shit.
They ain't building that wall. Fuck that wall. That wall's on standby right now because niggas is coming through. Niggas keep on coming over. Just fuck that wall. Bro, let me. As a matter of fact, let me. I'm gonna get canceled. But fuck it.
I'm gonna get canceled because I'm talking about evangelical Christians. So I'm done.
So
I'm done.
So let me tell you about this wall, cuz.
Kamala said we've been to the wall, we've been to the border, and he's like, "What, did you go?" And she's like, "Nah."
You know, I'm not even going.
I gotta say one thing about Kamala. I gotta say one thing about Kamala. Like,
fuck that bitch.
No, hold on. Whether you like her or not, y'all gotta chill with attacking these women and attacking these women of color and saying this DEI hire shit. That's racist, bro. That's a nice
bro,
way.
Bro, DEI hire is racist.
That's a nice way to say.
It's racist as fuck.
That's a
nice way to say. That alone is racist. But no, fuck that. No,
the reason there's
this ain't about being a woman.
The reason there's diversity.
It's not about being black. Because first off, she don't even identify as black. She identifies as black when it's cool.
Her dad's Jamaican,
nigga,
which is a descendant of Africa.
I thought she was
Jamaica.
I thought she was an Asian American and Indian American.
Indian and Jamaican.
No, I thought
her dad's
Asian.
Jamaican.
Nah, nigga, we
her
go.
Dad is Jamaican.
Let's do the research right now.
Her dad's Jamaican.
Let's Wikipedia it.
But anyways. DEI is in place because these people with the nepotism wouldn't hire people that look like us. So you have to put it in place for large corporations to say you have to get at least a percentage of your people in here that are qualified that don't look like everybody else. But you still got to be qualified. You don't just get the job because you're black. No,
and that
you
sounds,
be
but even that sounds racist as fuck. So
because damn, none of these people.
I got too many white people up in here. I need some shade in this motherfucker. let me hire about 8 niggas compared to my 20 white guys I got.
You know why?
That's fucked up.
Because they're giving underqualified people jobs just because they look like them. And they ain't picking up Farrell's application because his name's Farrell. They ain't picking up Daquan's application because it says Daquan. They don't care what his qualifications are. That's why they put it into place. Because the racist motherfuckers who wouldn't even look at a black candidate or a woman candidate, that's qualified. Because they don't look like them. That's why it's in place. I'm not saying hire somebody just because they're black. I'm saying hire the qualified person because they're fucking qualified. And don't discount me because I'm black. Or don't discount somebody because they're a woman. That's why it's in place. That's the real of it. And the country's so fucked up and it's been forever. You got to push it in place like that.
The Wikipedia is convoluted. I can't even.
Here you go.
I can't even trust what's I see on Wikipedia. It's convoluted because now they're talking about 2024, presidential campaign.
Yeah.
So, bro, what else did you change in here? They probably forgot to.
So why'd you even go to Wikipedia?
Okay. Well, here let me. I might have missed something. So. See if something makes sense. So I'm gonna read something, and this is what we're all gonna hear this at the same time. I don't know if it's right or wrong, but let's see. Oh shit! Fuck, who does this bitch? Anyway, in 2002, Harris prepared to run for district attorney of San Francisco against Hillenin, the incumbent.
And she won because she was dating Willie. And he helped her get it.
Hey, so y'all, you didn't hear what Judge Joe Brown said?
How
she slept her way to the top? So you just confirmed something that I knew that you probably didn't know. Anyway.
What do you mean that I didn't know?
Oh, she obviously slept her way
to
the top.
I mean, well, she ain't allowed to fuck who she wants.
I'm not saying
they don't say that about dudes ever. Why?
Bill Clinton didn't have to fuck his way to the top. You know what I'm saying? Like, has any dude had to fuck his way to the top?
Why not?
So they fuck. Who's doing the bending?
Who's he fucking, right? Because there ain't no women in power. Because there ain't no DEI in place because they ain't hiring women for high positions. So that's exactly why DEI is in place. So it proved my fucking point. She can fuck whoever the fuck she wants.
I get it now.
Any woman can have sex with whoever they want and do their thing. You can feel how you want to feel. You don't got to sleep with her. I don't got to sleep with her.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Damn. So you mean to tell me.
How she get hired than the dude she fucked? Answer that.
Dog, she must be sucking the right dick, cuz.
Maybe.
Dog, that's how, maybe. Dog.
Or maybe she just good at what she does.
Yeah, putting niggas behind bars. Yeah.
She's a prosecutor. What's she supposed to do?
Good job. Hey, you put more niggas behind bars than Trump than anybody. Hey. You're putting niggas behind bars. For weed?
If they're guilty, if they broke the law, they broke the law.
And Stephen A. Smith's voice? For weed?
Nah, the problem is, why are the cops picking them up for dumbass shit? If they're wrong and they broke the law, her job is to convict these people.
Bro, weed's illegal.
Not let them off the hook. She wasn't a public defender. She wasn't a defense attorney. It is now.
In 2002, it was legal.
Was it?
Yes.
So how are they getting arrested? She ain't arresting them. She's prosecuting them.
For weed, 2002.
If they're coming into court with a court case to fight a court case, her job is to win that case if they broke the law. Their defense attorney's job is to try to help them beat that case.
By what means?
What do you mean by what means? She don't arrest the people. They're brought in. Here is the charges. Okay. Let them go. Let them go.
So where is the discernment that says, yo, this is some bullshit. This is a waste of my time. This is some weed. I mean, I'm sure they're not thinking that, but
the shit don't get across her desk as the DA or whatever, unless it's major. You got assistants. You got people lower level that handle them small cases. It has to hit her. It has to be a big case for her to even be the one doing it.
You know what that says to me? She's a convenient black.
She very well could be. She could be a bad person. I don't know enough about her.
She's an Aunt Thomasina.
I don't even know what that is.
That's like Uncle Tom. She's an Aunt Thomasina.
Listen, she could very well be a bad person. Yeah. I don't know enough about her. I know that if she's a prosecutor, she's supposed to convict people.
Man,
that's
you know
her
what
job.
I'm gonna say so bad,
I don't care whether you're white, black, whatever. I don't care.
I'm not going to disrespect that woman like that.
Do you know her?
I don't know her.
Did she do something to you?
No.
I'm not going to disrespect her like that.
You know what I'm saying? But people.
I ain't disrespecting nobody.
Yeah, I'm not going to disrespect her like that because I do want to. I forget what I want to say, but.
You didn't disrespect Joe Biden.
No,
you didn't disrespect Barack. You didn't disrespect Bush.
I disrespected Trump.
I disrespected the fuck out of Biden. Her. Did you disrespect Hillary? I just feel like the women get the bad rap.
Yeah, I know.
Worse than men, and it's always about fucking.
No. No. Because really, I want Hillary to win over Trump.
And they talked like she was the devil.
Dog, but at least niggas ain't going to fuck with her because of what she did.
What she did?
Lay that murder game down, bro.
The people come up missing.
Dog.
People come up missing.
Hillary laid that murder game down, bro. Niggas, just like Trump, niggas is not going to fuck with America, dog. Hey. Like that's what I'm saying. Like,
so Chelsea said, I don't understand that. We're mad at her for being good at her job.
No, it's not.
And then, hey, and Samantha, no. And Samantha said she was logging off because her fingers was hurting, and she back in it. She back at it. I appreciate you. Listen, I got a daughter, bruh, and even before I had a daughter, I respect women.
Yes.
So, like, yes, I'm not cool with people just dogging women just because they're women.
But it's not a woman thing.
She slept her way to the top. That's a woman thing. DEI hire. That's a woman thing.
That's true. Okay, so
say she's bad at whatever she's bad at.
Where can the truth lie, and when can we just, you know, even though you did this, you know, I'm just not gonna, you know, she still forget had to be you did that. She you still to, forget that she was slept, a thing that you did she to slept, get above
She
me.
Slept with one person in there. She still had to get the job. She still had to be qualified. She still had to have qualifications. And she put it on him. How about that? She was good at her job.
Monica Lewinsky got down. Qualifications, cuz. Come on.
And she sucked the
obviously
dick.
Obviously, she sucked the dick. Yeah, that's what, so come on. And she kept the dress. What are you saying right
and
now?
And she kept the dress.
And she kept the dress. What are we saying right now,
listen,
man?
Can it be both? Can she be good at her job and good at fucking and sucking dick?
So can two things be right at the same time? Yes, they can be. But
is she good or is she nice?
So what makes her better than Monica?
She's nice at
Monica Lewinsky.
She's nice at working her way up.
And she locks niggas up.
She don't gotta be
That's
good.
That's the difference.
She don't gotta be good. She's know. Nice. Her game is nice.
I guess so, man. Like,
why does that affect you so much? Why does that bother you? Let's strip all the politics out. Why does that bother you so bad? Like, you're really bothered by that. If she fucked somebody and got to the next level.
No.
If that's what really happened, why does that bother you?
No, that's not what bothers me. That's irrelevant to me. That's actually a lesser thing on top of other things that she has done.
What you're mad about is her locking people up for weed. That's what you really...
No. I mean, that's a part of it, but she's not in any position to run this country.
How do you know?
Bro.
So hold on.
Give
me 15 seconds first.
Because
give me 15
you're
seconds
vice
first.
President to the president that called niggas super predators, bro.
Give me 15
nah,
seconds.
No, fuck that shit. This nigga Biden, I don't want
to
gloss over this shit because this nigga proved to
and
us
he said black
his
job.
First day, his first job. Day, that too.
He said it to our face. Yeah, you said you like that. Face. You said you like that.
Yeah. At least let me. But no, he was pretending. 15 seconds. He was pretending. At least Trump lets us know what it is. Listen, I had to go back to something that happened in the 90s when the Clintons was on their run. You know what I'm saying? This nigga Biden had the balls and gall to sit here and call black people super predators and said that they might run up on his grandmother, knock her in the head and kill her, and we got to lock them away because they might be high on crack or whatever. And this is the man you agree with, and this is your vice president, and you're known for locking niggas up specifically.
Vote for Biden?
No, I didn't vote for Biden.
All right.
Fuck no. and then not only that.
Did you vote for Barack?
Yes.
Why he had Biden as his VP? Farrell, what's wrong with you?
Because I'm
what's
going
wrong for, with you? You contradicting ass mother.
Because because I was ignorant. I was ignorant
right, well,
at the
I
time.
Appreciate,
I was ignorant at the
I
time.
I respect that.
You know what I'm saying? Because when I first was able to vote, really vote, Barack was my first, really, my that was my first vote. You know what I'm saying? Actually, no, let me be right.
What was that, 08?
No.
So it's like your second
no, that was my second. It was my second. So my first one was actually the Al Gore, George W. But that was my first one. Then that was my, like, the real one I was really invested in. So, you know what I mean?
Devin, I see you. We're amateurs. We don't know how to add people to the live. So, if you want to throw it in your chat, we'll read it.
Or can you? I mean,
the 1997 crime bill. I don't know how to do that. So,
I wish there was.
And the video kept cutting out and shit. But listen, you said she's not qualified to do her job.
She's not going to lead us into the right direction because we're fucked.
People were mad about, in basketball terms, Steve Nash getting a job, not coaching. People were talking shit about J.J. Redick not having coaching experience. But y'all was completely cool. Half the country was completely cool with having a dude who's never been in politics become president. Because you want to, quote-unquote, drain a swamp, which he didn't do. So That's crazy to me. Dog, so now you're going to say she's not qualified to do the job, but he had no political experience ever.
I don't even look at that shit because that shit does not even...
So he was qualified?
Listen.
But you said she's not qualified.
All that shit has no bearing on me. I don't care about none of that shit. Drain a swamp, put a motherfucking... Put a lazy river in that motherfucker. I don't know. Do whatever the fuck you want to do. But... all I know, as far as me right now, whoever the president is not going to affect me. So when I go to those polls and I do vote, I'm voting for myself.
But it is going to affect you.
It's not going to affect me, cuz. Because when Trump came in on
that trying to strip women's rights, bruh. It's going to damn near be like Handmaid's Tales if you let them have
it. Yeah, I mean, you got a point. I ain't going to lie. But I will say...
They don't want you to have an abortion no matter what the circumstances are, which, you know, feel how you want to feel about that. But also, they're talking about not allowing people to have children through, like, IVF and stuff like that who are struggling. But then you want to talk about somebody running the country who doesn't have a stake in it because they don't have kids. But, like, what if you can't have kids?
I'm gonna shut up on that one because there's something I want to say, but I'm not gonna say it because
be free. This is why we're live, so we can be free.
No. I know I'm trying to get canceled,
but you ain't trying to hurt people's feelings.
So
Devin got a lot to say in here. Let me look through and see where he's at. So he started with. Biden used his entire political career, abusing his office, the 1997 crime bill. Mm-hmm. I believe that's what you were talking about. And Barack used Biden to influence China and foreign adversaries. Trump used his business mindset and hired people way smarter than him to fill the positions of the government and bureaucracy. No, Trump has been liberal on abortion his entire life. Project 2025 is a policy wish list.
We got to get Devin.
He's deep into politics. I probably can't argue with him on certain points. But
I need his expertise on this because he knows.
But.
He be knowing. He be knowing.
Yeah. But, yeah, man, they're trying to strip shit.
They are.
So read through the whole 2025. You can say it's a wish list all you want, but they want all that. They want all that stuff. And you can manipulate the way it reads, but, like, they're trying to take shit out of schools. What is that called? What they're trying to do? Critical race theory out of schools.
That's crazy, which is why I said from way back before, what's his name down in Florida?
DeSantis.
Yeah, fuck DeSantis.
That's in 2025. Trump and his people.
That's why Ben said fuck DeSantis way back, even when Meg was on the show. Fuck DeSantis because they try and take black history out of schools. And it's like, y'all don't even teaching black history right in the first place. So,
but they don't want to talk about the shit.
Yeah, they don't really want to talk about it.
They don't want to have to teach it.
It's logical. It's like logically, it's there in your face.
And then... So, hold on. The other thing is that, and I don't know if this is in there or not, but they're saying that if you go to public schools, you're going to have to automatically sign up for the draft, but if you go to private schools, you're not. I heard that somewhere. I don't know if that's true or not. Fact check me, please. But if that's true, that's fucked up. So, there's just a lot of scary shit.
But
I'll say this. I felt in my heart, if Trump was assassinated, that... them cult followers, not just the normal followers, the cult followers would be picking people off in the middle of the street. There would be a civil war if he would have been killed. That's fucking crazy.
But you want to know the crazy part? He would have been killed by a white man.
Is that white on white crime?
So, where's the civil war? It wasn't a black man.
Because the cult followers.
And all these assassination attempts, there's never been a black man.
Because the cult followers were getting their mind that it was all Democrats and it was all liberals and they pushed this agenda on this person and they did it. But this dude, from what I saw on the news, was he was trying to get multiple politicians on both sides. He was researching all kind of shit. The Democratic National Convention, Republican National Convention, he was looking at multiple people. Like, he just was trying to say, fuck the government.
Yeah, boy, his young dumbass ain't doing enough. Dummy. Fucking idiot.
That Chelsea, your church back in school, cool, but the Bible is an ancient book and almost no relevance in today's world.
You're right. You're right. Hey,
I agree, but also you're disagree.
Right. No, you're correct.
I agree, but also you're disagree.
Hey, it's irrelevant. That's another. Hey,
you gotta start somewhere.
That's somewhere. Hey, that's a whole other thing. But you're right. Ding ding ding. Anyways, so JT,
yeah. Public schooling is government funded. Yes. Yeah. Yes, when you turn 18 as a male, you are supposed to put your name down in case there is a draft. Yes. Enlisting is voluntary. Mm-hmm. Private schools are not. But that shouldn't matter. That shouldn't matter.
It really shouldn't.
Because I'm privileged enough to be able to pay for my kid to go to a private school, then he gets the privilege of not having to worry about shit that public school kids have to deal with from the government, not from the school.
Well, actually, let's talk about that since we're talking about drafting. That doesn't make any sense. So
that doesn't make any sense.
You know,
so less fortunate kids who can't choose who their parents are or how they're born into this world have to worry about, because their school is publicly funded, now they have to worry about shit from the government because their parents can't afford for them to go to a private school or live in an area where they can get them to a private school. That's wild. If that's the logic behind it, that makes zero sense to me.
None. But, oh, man. We can go about this all day.
Dude, that's
why
people say don't never talk politics.
I know.
At work
and
religion.
I know, but yeah. I mean.
But I can debate with people, and we can agree to disagree,
right, exactly.
And I don't hate you, and
yeah,
I don't hate you.
I don't hate nobody. Yeah, but it's one of these things where, like, the questions of life are hard, but the answers are so fucking simple. This is so simple.
A lot of answers are simple.
All this shit is simple.
But it's implementing the answers is what's difficult.
Right.
No one wants to put in work for anything. So that's why it's difficult.
But let's change topics real quick. You know what I'm saying? I know this is a bonus show, and
we're gonna talk Bronny James. Can we segue to nepotism?
Let's segue. You know,
because we talked about that DEI.
I do. I was going to go somewhere else, but I'm glad you
it's
took
a good
it there.
Segue, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's nepotism, but it happens in every industry
it happens in
the world.
Bro, I'm glad
everybody
that LeBron James was able to pull some strings and get his son on the team.
If you owned a company.
Dogma.
A multi-million dollar company, and your kids got older, you would pass it down to your kids. You would give them the option to pass it down to them first, whether they're qualified or not. You would try to work them up to be qualified. Maybe you'd have somebody be their partner to help them through it or whatever. That's nepotism. That's what happens.
It's different
when you're talking about like the NBA.
I'd be Ike Turner
It's different when you're talking about an organization like the NBA, though. It really is, because it's the way it's set up, it's a little different because it's not – LeBron doesn't own the NBA and he's just bringing him in. But, like, his son did enough to be qualified enough
for an organization
to say, you know what, we love you this much, LeBron, and we trust you this much that we're going to take a risk on your son.
Because they're going to bring somebody in that's lesser. So it's like, how can you justify bringing in somebody lesser than Bronny James?
I mean, but he's bringing money in. First off, he's bringing money to your organization. He was number one in jersey sales.
Well, right.
But also, like, a second-round draft pick in the NBA, no one usually ever knows any second-round draft picks. That's how the NBA is set up. Name a second-round draft pick. Name one.
I mean, there's a bunch of them, and I'm sure they're stars.
But you don't know. Right. You don't know that many. And a 55th pick, which means there's only three more people picked after him. Like, he's not. Yeah, he could. Yeah, they could have picked him up after the draft. But, like, there's the Lakers are cool with doing things to appease LeBron because this is history. And then if he fizzles out, he fizzles out. But I don't really think it's hurting him that much,
and
picking him up.
And I also feel like, I mean, granted, somewhere down the line.
I'm sorry to cut you off, but I wasn't paying that much attention to the chat. But, Devin, we appreciate it. I love the fact that you're interacting.
Yeah,
We appreciate
sure.
that so much. And everyone's opinion matters, for real. And if we knew how to do this live the right way, and that's on me, I would have allowed you to join in so you could debate with us. That's what I want to do. So maybe we'll do a bonus show.
We could do a bonus
show.
Like
straight politics and have them on.
Yeah, we could do
I'd
that.
I'd be cool with that.
Yeah. I could work in a bonus show and still do what I do. Yeah,
let's talk about a bonus show.
A bonus show.
The politics.
Yeah, we could do that.
Maybe like right before the debate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's look into that.
The debate? What's the next debate?
So with the NBA, we were talking about nepotism. It was a good segue to talk about nepotism, but the fact that Bronny James getting drafted by the Lakers, mostly off of the strength of what LeBron has given to the NBA. So yes, he was maybe qualified, maybe not, but he was close enough, and he put in the work. But also, like, he's been working with pros all these years. He has the mindset.
Yeah,
like,
all this
scrutiny that he's gone through, that kid has not wavered once. Like, he just nose to the grind. Like, yeah, he struggled in the summer league, but he had a better shooting percentage overall than the number two pick.
But let's all remember one thing. This young man almost died last year.
So
he's really easing. He's probably really easing his way back in
because he was a McDonald's All American,
right? And was balling.
So yeah,
it was between him and what's it called, son? Carmelo's son.
But he's still young,
right? He's a year behind.
He's still in high school. Two. I think he's still in high school. He might be a senior.
He's
this
like
year.
Okay. He's ahead of Bryce.
Mm-hmm.
So, but even still, you know what I mean? So I get it. You know what I'm saying? This man had a cardiac arrest this time last year.
So he didn't get to practice all summer. He didn't get to practice half the season.
He probably didn't go full speed as much as he wanted to.
And they worked him in slowly to the lineup. He should have stayed another year, but this year's draft class was weak enough to where him coming out 55th was cool. Shout out Crip Mac.
55th.
Crip. If he would have stayed one more year, he might not have been able to be drafted because next year's draft class is a little bit deeper. So, mm-hmm. Pause. But, Chelsea, I do believe Trump backed out of the next debate, so he didn't want no smoke with the DEI, they call it, right? Quote, unquote, DEI hire.
Are you serious? Wait, Trump backed out?
He don't want no smoke. It was supposed to be in September. He don't want no smoke. Kamala said, I thought you said anytime, anywhere, any. Yeah. He don't want the smoke yet. He'll change his mind, obviously, but he don't want the smoke.
I can't believe that shit.
No smoke. I thought he was a real hood dude. I mean, he got all the accolades now, right?
Hey, that nigga,
he got all the stripes.
Hey, that nigga, hey.
He's like 50 Cent at this point.
That nigga catches all face. So for him to say he don't want to smoke, I don't believe that. I don't believe that. Nah, man. Hey, this
Look,
nigga.
Devin said it's because they haven't officially announced who the Democratic
right. Yeah, that too.
But I mean, I'm saying, if you're the guy, it doesn't matter who they bring, just schedule that shit. Then you can prepare
because the Democrats
will be announcing their candidate in August. You're trying to debate in September. Like, come on, bro. I know they have all this time to prepare for Trump because they know it's Trump. But
then we
wait. You got to debate. That's part of democracy, ain't it?
We wait. We wait.
Square up.
Whoever it is.
Square up. Real old. But what you scared of now? Like shit. You've been through it all.
But, bro, at the same time, I get it. Because Trump's going against everybody.
Yo, he's going to
smoke them.
I don't think he's going to be able to keep his cool because she's going to push his fucking buttons, and he's going to be looking at her like that fucking.
No.
He might call her the B word.
But he might get a lot of votes, bro. Dog, I'm telling you. Right now, Trump is on.
He's the leader right now. He's
definitely.
He's definitely
in control
of the poll.
That shot,
Yeah, they dropped his court case the next day.
That made him, dog, that made him king,
they threw out his court case the next day. They're
that
like,
shot made him king.
It made him like a god to the
cult.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. It made him king. It made him king. That shot made him king, cuz. And I don't care. I don't like the dude. He's not my favorite. Hey,
Devin, I might have to do my whole research before we have you on, because I ain't going to be able to keep up.
He knows his shit, cuz. Hey, he knows his shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, bro. Like, dog, they made Trump king. They made him, he's like a dog.
He's untouchable.
He's
untouchable
now. He's like Putin.
That's what he wanted.
Dog, that's
we don't
that's,
want that.
But dog, that's why they all fuck
he
with
wants
him.
His
that,
whole
that's,
family to...
that's why they fuck with him, but they fear him because they know he's like them. He'll press the button. He'll dumb out. Trump will dumb out
at the risk.
It don't
at the risk,
nigga,
of all these young men and
he'll
women.
Dumb out. He
your kids.
He'll dumb out.
Your kids are gonna be the ones going to war,
nigga. Hey, all this nigga gotta do is.
Your kids are going to be the ones getting drafted because we're going to be so spread out fighting
I'm
everybody.
Scared. I'm
fighting
scared.
Everybody. We're going to be spread out.
I'm scared. I'm terrified, bro. Because my kids are young, and then I got a 16.
Mine are still young enough.
Yeah,
where
I got a 16-year-old. He's coming up in the dog. I can't. Dog,
mine are
man,
still
dog.
Young enough. They're going to get chosen, too.
Dog, I'll go crazy.
None of
man.
These politicians' kids will have to get chosen.
If my son goes, I will. I got
to put him in a private school.
I got to go with him. I gotta go with him.
Break his leg.
No, I gotta go with him. I gotta do something. You're not. No, you ain't taking mine.
Nah, but some people wanna. Some people wanna go.
If you wanna go, you wanna go. But you're not. You're not taking mine. I gotta go.
So here's my last. Because I know we got to the NBA real quick and got back off.
Yeah. Right.
Here's my last political stance. I just think it's fucked up that all these world leaders can have disagreements. To the point where they're okay with sending their young men and women to go fight another country's young men and women to the death, all to settle their agreements. Like they're literally playing real live Stratego war games. They're playing these video games.
It's chess
with real people's lives, and that's fucked up. So y'all can support who you want to support, but. I will never agree with that. Y'all got to figure it out. Y'all got to figure it out a different way. You can't be sending people over just to kill people. Like, that's not cool.
No, not at all, man.
They don't want gangs doing it in the streets, but they're okay with us doing it. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? Then and you know what? Now, I'm glad you brought that part up with the gangs, because I do want to say something. And something that just happened recently. I'm not fully up to speed on the whole details of it, but I know enough to know that something wrong was done. So I heard in the news that there was a lady that got killed by the cops in her own home.
Recently. Oh, yeah. And then not taking care of the military veterans when they come home. Exactly.
Yeah. That's
military veterans should get free health care anywhere. They shouldn't have to just go to the VA. You should be able to walk into any facility you want. They should never have to pay taxes. None of that.
I agree. None I agree.
And they should get housing support no matter what. I don't know if they do
they
or
They should
not,
get preferential care.
But they should get housing support where the government pays for part of their housing no matter what, part of their house they buy, whatever. Like, if you're willing to sacrifice your life for us, give them everything.
You gotta show love. But I say all that because so that lady, that black lady that got killed in her
crib. What's her name?
Massey, yeah, something.
Massey or something like that. I don't know.
Here, let's do the research.
Because they'll be mad if we don't say her name. You're supposed to say their name.
Yeah.
You saw the body cam footage?
I did. Let's see. Massey. Sonya Massey.
Sonya Massey.
So the Sonya Massey, you know, pretty much murder, because that's what the cops did.
He said, I'm going to shoot you in your fucking face.
And she's the one that called the cops because she felt like somebody was trespassing or you know, in her yard. And hold up, my man Devin.
Yeah, over the pot of water. They slowed the video down the other day, and she took her hands off the pot and had the oven mitts in her hand, so she didn't even have the pot in her hand when she ducked down and put her hands up and said, "I'm sorry."
Yep, Chelsea. Yep, she said that. Yep, you're right, Chelsea.
You in the name of Jesus.
Yeah, she said that. Yep, dog, it's so fucked up. And
if she threw the hot water on him, like I could see him reacting, but like.
I don't think she was even close to the hot water.
But they slowed it down. She put the pot down. She had the mitts and said, I'm sorry, and then ducked down. But, like, even if...
And then the cop said,
I'm going to shoot you in your face. Back the fuck up. How far is it going to go?
You know what I'm saying? The cop said, I'm going to shoot you in your face. But, like, bro...
She's the one that called the cops.
And not only that,
she's the one that called the cops, and now you got to worry about if you're going to be alive afterwards.
Are you worried about this boiling hot water? Like, bro, you got a gun, and you got a taser. Like,
why is it even a hostile environment situation. When you walked in? She's the one that called the police because she said there was a prowler outside. Why is it hostile?
I hope they do this situation right, man. This shit sounds fucked up.
Yeah, and he did tell her to get it off the stove. He did.
Right. So
now there's your murder weapon. There's your weapon. She's got a weapon. You told her to pick it up, bro.
I'm going to follow this case a little bit closely.
As my daughter would say, come on, bro.
You know, it's so funny. I can see that.
Come on, bro. You can only say bro to boys because girls aren't bro.
Right. Man, that shit, man, when I heard that shit, I just, that shit made me so mad. But, so, I say all that to say this, I bring all that up to say this. What if the gangs said, fuck all this gang on gang killing and all that other shit? What if we redirected our energy into these cops?
Mm.
That's doing all this wrongdoing.
I'm not promoting nothing.
I'm just giving a hypothetical because this can happen.
I don't like
because there's too much shit going on. Hey, you gotta treat people how you wanna be treated because at the end of the day, you're a person too.
I don't like
so
people.
outside of that, the clothes and everything, shit can happen to you too. It can get funky.
I don't like people in positions of power abusing that power, but I won't say like that wouldn't be cool.
It's not cool.
But the problem is with the police is
they abuse the shit.
The ones that are cool, like you need to speak against the brotherhood, unfortunately.
Bro,
and get these people out of here that's fucking it up for y'all and making your life and making it more dangerous.
But
they
can't. It's a gang. It's a gang. It's gang gang.
Gang gang.
It's gang gang. For real. The police is gang gang. For real.
Yeah.
They're not snitching on nobody. They're not telling on nobody. They're not doing, you know what I'm saying?
I saw this video online, this dude.
They're fucking niggas up. Getting niggas hemmed up.
This black dude.
Taking drugs.
He's a truck driver. Mm-hmm. Posted this. He told this story, and he said he had stopped to get some food. He was going to order takeout from a Denny's. And his boss called him and was like, yeah, you got like a couple hours before you got to pick up your next load. So, you know, wherever you're at, if you just want to hang for a while, you're good. So he goes inside. There's a family in there celebrating someone's 80th birthday, a man's 80th birthday, a white man. And his family leaves and the black guy was like walking by him after he went to the bathroom or something. And he was like, hey, happy birthday, you know, and they said hi to each other. And they started like striking up a conversation. The guy proceeds to tell him he was a firefighter. You know, he's celebrating his 80th birthday, and then he just starts looking at him with like concern on his face, and he's like, you know, I did some things that, and I'm really not proud of. He's like, well, you know, we all, have, you know, if you live to be this age, I'm sure, you know, trying to crack a joke. I'm sure, you've done some things you don't like. You know, we all done that.
Right.
And he's like, no, like you don't understand, and he's like starting to get upset. He said, we would go into these buildings and these houses at times and there would be people in there, and they look like you. And the video just cut out. And there would be people in there, and they looked like you. And I would see them sometimes, and I would just turn around and walk out. And I would hear them scream. And I was like, that's fucked up. Firefighter. Yeah. So if a firefighter is doing that, what else is going on?
Dog, it's fucked up out here. I'm not, yeah, I'm not
that's
about it,
that's another reason why there's that DEI. That's another reason.
Dog. If niggas really, if people really only knew about how shit really goes on and how it really happens out here, I don't know. I feel like America's kind of fucked up anyway. I don't know if they would just be like,
I mean, I wouldn't want to be, anywhere else. I wouldn't want to be in any other country.
Bro, I don't know.
It could because, be it could be better, least, but I wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
But, I mean, there's some type of order. You know what I'm saying? It's one way. Whereas here, there's a bunch of different ways. You know what I'm saying? There's only one way in this country. No matter if you're white, black, green, whatever, it's going to be one way. Over here, if you're this, this is going to be this way. If you're that, it might be this way. And, you know, depending on who you are, it might be curved a little bit in this way. And you know, there's so many different ways it could be. But, bro, at least over in somewhere else, like, I know what it's going to be if I do right or if I do wrong. I don't know. If I do right over here, it might not get me to where I want to be.
Some countries, you're born into your status. You're born into your class.
Right.
And that's where you stay because that's what you're born into. So there's just different levels.
It's the same over here in certain ways. But,
I mean, you could work your way out of it and get to something else. Whereas, like in other countries, if that's what your family is, that's what your family is. You can't break the cycle.
I mean, it's, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like over here we'd be better off. I don't want to say it's a dictatorship, but like, nigga, the rule's the rule. This is what it's going to be. It's not going to be skewed for another person as if this person. Nah, it's going to be equal. And I think, and honestly, I think that's what. And I hate the fuck, like, I hate for it to come back to this. I just think that's how we all want it. You know what I'm saying? We all want to be equal. We know it's not equal.
But. No, and it's if you're in a position of power or you have more privilege, do you want to give that up just so someone else could be equal to you? I mean, that doesn't make you racist, but
it doesn't.
But like, I get it. Why would you want to give that up? If I'm getting everything I want and I have all this privilege, why would I want to give that up so somebody else can?
But that sounds like a them problem than a me problem. You know what I'm saying?
So because Devin,
if I got what I want, nigga, if you're not affecting me, nigga, what the fuck you got? You ain't got shit to do with me, so I'm gonna keep on living my life and doing what the fuck I've been doing.
But,
so like,
but not everybody gets a fair shake or fair opportunity to get that stuff. That's the thing. That's the difference.
Then that's a you problem, not a me problem.
But Devin brings up a good point about there needs to be more training for cops. I feel like there's no, you got to raise the pay grade for these police officers, and you need. I think they need a psychology background or something of that sort.
Hey, heavy training,
you know, to be able to de-escalate and how to use force, just like you said. But I feel like there needs to be more of a psychological aspect to the training and the qualifications. And we need to be able to raise the pay. If I can be a salesperson and sell cell phones, why am I making more money than somebody who's supposed to be protecting and serving? So. If that's the case, and our video keeps cutting out, I apologize. If that's the case, like, and you're making pennies on the dollar, like, why would I expect you to be qualified to handle certain things? Why would I expect you to put your life ahead of you know what I'm saying, put your life at risk to protect and serve for your community. Like, of course, everyone wants to go home at the end of the night, but you take that oath to protect and serve. Mm-hmm. You are supposed to be taking other people's lives in consideration, sometimes before yours, but not for fucking $25 an hour. How can you expect somebody to do that shit?
Nigga,
they
I
need
get
to
it.
Be making, you know what I mean?
I'm saying, nigga, I get it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's crazy because, like, nigga, you're risking for, you're risking your life for, like, would I get paid?
A random traffic
already,
stop.
Already, like, for, like,
a random traffic
stop. Not doing
stop
nowhere near as much as you.
A random traffic stop could be the end of their life.
Right. Going against the right
and
nigga.
That's another reason why these good cops got to get these bad ones out, because they're making it hard for themselves.
Niggas ain't feeling it.
Break,
you know
that brotherhood, bro. This it is not
niggas
a gang.
Is not feeling
it is not
it.
A gang. Break the brotherhood oath and tell on these people who are doing bad shit.
Now,
You're supposed to protect and serve. That's your job.
I do want to say something.
To work for the community.
I do want to say something, and I don't mean nothing by this. Like, this is not coming from me personally, per se. But I do know, listen, I know people personally that have told me, listen, any given time, if it goes astray and I'm getting pulled over by a car, niggas has already told me they're doing a dash on the cop. And I'm not talking speeding off. It's because the trauma, you know what I'm saying, being pulled over by a cop and, you know, it be some minor shit, it turn to some major shit.
Or you call the cops to your house because you think there's somebody prowling
around
outside.
There's just too much, you know what I'm saying?
And then you end up killed.
They don't want to deal with that. Like, they've been through too much. And I understand. I've never been through that much to where I'd want to feel like that. So let me get that out the way. That's not for most feelings. But people have told me. Good friends of mine told me.
But are they really about that life?
Oh,
these
yeah.
people.
Yeah. So, yeah, when they say that, I believe it. I believe it.
I believe them.
So, but yeah, man, like, we just all got to make it better for everyone. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't got to be.
It's an easy answer, like you said.
Yeah, you know I mean, the problems of life are so hard, but the answers
is where the lapse is.
Right. It's easy. The answer is easy. Just be nice to one another. Don't try to backdoor another motherfucker for nothing. For what?
Yeah.
For what? Don't be trying to fuck on this man's woman. Because that's where most of the problems come
that's
in.
That's where a lot of the problems come
in. That's
from.
Where most of the problems
yep.
come in.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yep.
Ask any nigga that's been to jail or went to jail or anything why they are in jail. And I bet you it's over a woman or over some drugs. And the reason it's over some drugs is to impress a woman.
Yep.
Or to provide for a woman. Or something behind a woman.
Yeah.
Bet you.
Yeah.
True. True story. You know what I'm saying? And most of those guys, you know, I bet. Never mind. I'm not going there, man.
What else we got on the agenda that we haven't touched on yet?
The only thing that we got on the agenda is I do want to say because, it's getting close to football season, y'all. I do want to say Steeler camp has started. And if you can't tell.
And Russell's already got a hurt calf.
My man just said it. But he'll be good. But Justin Fields out
but
here
he's
looking
in shape,
good.
Though. He came in shape.
Yeah, he came in shape. He'll be good. He'll be good. Justin Fields, he's doing his thing, you know.
I haven't been watching a lot of the highlights. I just saw come across a thing.
But I'll be seeing him tomorrow. So,
that's what's up.
Yeah, I'll be
what
there.
What time is it tomorrow?
1:30. I'll be there.
Ooh.
I'll be there.
I can't, but now I know for the future I could go.
Oh, yeah, bro. Yeah, I've been scoping out times. Yeah,
I've never gone to training camp. I want
to
go.
I wanted to go to Friday Night Lights, but I won't be able to go. I got to, by the time I get off of work and go pick up my kids and this, that, and the third.
Right.
Yeah, too late. But I'm going tomorrow, and I'm gonna see what it is. Cause I'm excited about this season.
Yeah, I feel like we got a press box.
I feel like we got a good team, a good young team.
On paper, they look good.
Yeah, but I feel like we got it, you know. And we're about to set the league on fire. I feel, you know what I mean. Like, so think about it this way: last year we had some of the bummiest quarterbacks. Right. Yeah. Bro, look, and look what we did. We even beat Baltimore twice, and Baltimore was one of the top teams.
Yeah.
And they're in our division. So.
Joe Burrow's healthy this year, though, so we got to worry about that. I don't know if their defense is
going to be that good. I don't give a fuck about a Joe. Even though that age, Smoking Joe's, that's my man. Joe Burrow.
Slim Shady Joe.
I am a fan of Joe Burrow. I ain't going to front.
He got that. Ice water in his veins.
Yeah, bro. Dog. Joe Burrow's a fucking beast. He got that
Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady it factor.
Did you
see that stat they were posting on ESPN? They did a side-by-side comparison of two quarterbacks, and they were damn near identical. One was Dak Prescott. One was Patrick Mahomes. The only difference is Dak just can't do it when it counts. It was like their career stats or a couple identical. Years or something. It was like the completion percentage, touchdown to interception ratio, all that shit was like identical. QBR was all like damn near identical.
Well, I'm never one to cape for a Dallas Cowboy anything, but what I will say is when it comes to Dak and the Cowboys, as long as Dak's been there,
quarterback.
It's been solid. You know what I'm saying? I can't say it had losing seasons. I can't say. But they can't get it. Done.
Nope.
And third,
Baltimore's like that too. Well, Lamar, they can't get it done.
They can't. But bro, look at the fucking the competition, dude. You lost to the Steelers. You lost to the Steelers last year, and you're one of the top teams in the NFL. You lost twice to us, and we're fucking. Compared to everybody else, we're fucking bums.
We were trash.
Right. Our quarterbacks can't get right. Meanwhile, we had a team.
That's what I'm saying. Baltimore can't get it done. Lamar Jackson, MVP.
But Baltimore was a way better complete team than Pittsburgh last year.
But we're talking about Baltimore and Dallas.
I mean, even Baltimore and Dallas. I mean, even still.
They're finishing the same each year. They're each finishing the same. They're not getting it done. Solid quarterback, MVP caliber quarterback, not getting it done.
Yeah.
Lamar, they're not winning. They're winning regular season games. They're not winning in the playoffs.
You know what it is, though, right? They're scared to get rid of Dak because if Dak goes somewhere else, he's going to bust that ass and get it done somewhere else.
I mean, would you rather have him or Kirk Cousins? They love Kirk Cousins for some reason in the league. I don't know why.
Bro.
Why they love that dude?
Dog, they just got to justify giving them all that money. That's it.
But why are they giving them all that money?
Because they have to justify giving them that money from, like, fucking 6-7 years ago. They got to justify. They have to justify giving him that money, hasn't won shit.
He's been super regular.
Dog, he super hasn't won regular. Shit, bro. He's the basic-ass quarterback that hasn't won a fucking thing that got money for nothing. Dog, I think he's banked the most money out of any quarterback in NFL history.
And you don't even got to win to do it.
Dog, I don't think he's won. He probably won maybe two playoff games. Maybe two. Maybe.
I got to get a new capture card. Yeah. That shit keeps cutting out.
But
that's brand new, too. I just bought that.
But anyways, Tizza, I just want... It's funny because when I hit you up about the bonus show, you know what I'm saying? Like, I had a lot of shit to get off my chest because, like, it was like shit just kept on coming to me after the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I usually do a bonus show after the last show. So I'm just get it, you know what I mean? See what's up. But obviously, we're going to have to do another bonus show, which, you know, all the way down for debate. Yeah, I'm for it. All for it. So, hey, Devin, if you're listening, come on, brother. Come on.
He said, are we doomed or can we find our way out of the promotion of feminine values?
Yeah, we can. Yeah, men just
not 100%. I'm not 100% sure what you mean by that. I'm not 100% sure what you mean by that.
By what?
The feminine values. If you mean like the LGBTQ and gay agenda,
I don't think he's talking about that.
Or what? I'm not sure what
you
mean.
I think about how men are just, you know what I mean? How we're just,
we're not solid no more.
Nah. Yeah, that's what I mean, I guess. You know what I mean? I think so.
He gave us the check. I guess he's down to do it. Let's, do the show.
Let's go. Hey, you want to know something crazy? Hey, Devin, you know your sister was on the show, our last show. So, hey, come on back, brother. Come on back. It's a family affair. You know what I'm saying? Come on back. Oh, shit.
Appreciate y'all for tuning in and interacting.
Yeah, man. And hey, if y'all trying to have some discussion.
And thank you for the stars too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, man. Hey, it was a great show. Great, 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 great show. It was a good show.
Great, 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 great.
It was. Shout out to Manos. Shout out to Manos because they was on that show too. But yeah, man, I appreciate y'all for tuning in the inbox throughout these two seasons that we've been doing this. Shout out to Indie 100. Y'all go check out all the episodes on Indie 100. Also go on to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Slacker Radio. There's a couple of other ones out there, but you know, there's too many to name. But N-Box Radio. You can check out all fucking, I got a lot of episodes. There's like over 100 episodes. So go check those out. Also, this fall, actually probably in about a month or so, PressBox Sports Radio coming up. We're going to be focusing on high school, college, professional football. So check that out. Never know. Might have a former player on from, you know, some team, Steelers or anybody. You might find somebody on there. So please check that out. JC, what you got? What you got coming up?
We got Ball Out Radio coming up.
Ball out.
But I'm also going to be, once I get iron out the kinks as we're doing now, I'm going to be live streaming studio sessions, live streaming editing sessions, mixing sessions, all that stuff. And then working on some skits. I got a few skits up my sleeve. Got some scripts and skits and all that stuff. So, yeah, just trying to get a handle on the social media aspect of things. And Twan Green, we got live mixtapes releases coming very soon. Shout out Jay Hayes, Show Off Gang, just released a project with Brahma Bull, the first single. Super Villain super is out villain. Right now. Go check that out.
I gotta Show hear that Off shit. Gang. That cover was hard. Pause.
Go
shout
check out
Jay Hayes.
Shout out Jay Hayes, Brahma Bull. I shot the video.
Okay,
that's coming. Also check out Astrum Tech. You know, for all your technical needs, headphones, speakers, all that good stuff. Check out Astrum.
Hey, that's the next Beast by Dre.
So yeah, for real. We got a lot of stuff that we're working on. So I'm excited for the journey. I'm excited to see what you do with this press box.
I'm excited too. Yeah, trust me. I'm waiting to see what I can see. I'm just waiting, you know. I'm so nervous. I'm always nervous anytime I start something new. I was nervous when I started this shit. And, you know, I'm glad it went very, very extremely well.
Oh, that worked. Look at that.
Oh, look shit. At that.
I should have had that up the whole time.
Yeah.
But we learning, man. Thank you for tuning in, for engaging with us. We appreciate each and every one of you. We're learning as we go. So thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Definitely appreciate y'all. And y'all can catch this episode here on Apple Podcasts, Indie 100, Spotify, Slacker Radio, Google Play, all that, anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Or catch a replay on Farrell's Facebook page.
That too. It's going to be on. So, you know, thanks for tuning in. I appreciate y'all. Thank you. And tune in to Pressbox this fall. Our next bonus episode coming soon. We'll let you know. Ball Out Radio, Twan Green, coming soon. And thank y'all. Appreciate y'all. Peace.
The Inbox.